Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Susan Yockey reporting. Malaysia finds 139 suspected migrant graves. Malaysia's police chief says graves believed to contain the remains of migrants have been found near the country's border with Thailand and that some graves contain more than one body. National Police Chief Khalid Abubakar told reporters today that the graves were found at 28 suspected human trafficking camps that likely housed from 20 to 300 people per camp. Bakar said recovery teams were in the process of exhuming and conducting autopsies on the remains.
The operations which we have been conducting from the 11th of May and which lasted 23rd of May, we have discovered 139, which we believe to be graves.
Southeast Asia is battling a humanitarian crisis involving thousands of people smuggled from Myanmar and Bangladesh. Syrian government forces carried out at least 15 airstrikes today, targeting Islamic State fighters in the seized central city of Palmyra, activists said. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in Syria through a network of people inside the country, said the targets included a military intelligence building and a hospital. The Islamic State group seized the historic city last week. The UN Security Council has condemned the killing of an opposition leader in Burundi whose death has derailed efforts to resolve the country's crisis through UN-sponsored negotiations. Zedi Feruzi of the Union for Peace and Development Party was buried Sunday, a day after he and a bodyguard were shot to death in the capital Bujumbura. In a statement late Sunday, the Security Council condemned his killing in another deadly attack in Bujumbura. This is VOA News. Ethiopians voted in elections Sunday that are expected to give the ruling EPRDF party another five-year hold on power. There were no reports of election-related violence, and African Union observers said that voting was orderly. But opposition parties say the elections were not free and fair because Ethiopian officials routinely shut down dissent through harassment and arrests. EPRDF denies those accusations and says Ethiopians support its record of economic growth. Nearly 37 million people were registered to vote. Initial results are expected within 2 to 5 days, with official results coming by June 22nd. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter attributes the fall of the Iraqi provincial capital of Ramadi to Islamic State forces last week, to a lack of will by Iraqi forces to fight. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
Carter, speaking on CNN Sunday, said the Iraqi army was not outnumbered, but in fact vastly outnumbered the opposing IS force. He said that raises a question about the willingness of the Iraqis to fight the Islamic State group and defend themselves. The defense chief expressed the hope that given the proper training, equipment, support, and time, the Iraqis will develop the will to fight. An Iraqi lawmaker, quoted by the Associated Press, described the comments as unrealistic and baseless. He attributed the loss of Ramadi to a lack of good equipment, weapons, and aerial support. Defense Chief Carter also says while the U.S.-led airstrikes are effective, there is nothing the U.S. can do to substitute for the Iraqi forces' will to fight. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Authorities in Afghanistan said today at least five people were killed and more than 60 wounded when a suicide bomber drove his explosives-packed vehicle into the gate of a government building in the southern province of Zabul. The deadly bombing targeted the provincial council's office in Kalat. Police say women and children are among the victims, adding the blast also wounded several council members. Afghan media quoted hospital officials as saying some people have been seriously wounded. The United Nations has already expressed its deep concerns about the rise in civilian casualties in Afghanistan and has documented more deaths and injuries among Afghan civilians so far this year than during the same period in 2014. Today is Memorial Day in the United States, set aside to honor those who died in military service. President Obama used his weekly address to pay tribute to the men and women in uniform who gave their lives in service to their country.
We have to care for their families and our veterans who served with them. And as a nation, we have to remain worthy of their sacrifice, forever committed to the country they loved and the freedom they fought for and died for.
I'm Susan Yockey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
begin broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA 1.
Ray McDonald at your side with Natalie LaRose and Jeremiah. Somebody on the one.
What I wanna do, I wanna rock with somebody. Ooh. just what I want to do. I want to rock with somebody. Yeah. I want to take shots with somebody.
Shots.
I want to leave with somebody.
Come on.
And we ain't got to tell nobody. We ain't got to tell nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah. In the club like what? We be in the party in the club like what? In the club like. We be in your city going dumb like what? In the club like what? We be in the party in the club like what? Yeah, we be in your city going dumb like what? We be in the party in the club like what? And at the end of the night when the lights go out, when we turn down, oh no, we won't.
We ain't never turn down. We ain't never turn down.
And when they try. Just what I wanna do. Storms always out there.
It's new music on VOA 1.
I am nothing without love. I'm but a ship stuck in the sand. Some would say that I'm all alone, but I'm nothing without love.
I'm looking forward to Nate Ruess's first solo album, Grand Romantic. It drops on June 16th, and that's Nate's new single, Nothing Without Love. I have some news about Eminem. He's releasing a new album called Southpaw. It's based on the upcoming movie starring Jake Gyllenhaal as a boxer. The album is out in July, and the first single will be called Phenomenal, produced by DJ Khalil. Paul Rosenberg is president of Shady Records. He says they have been involved with the Southpaw project from its inception. Stick around for Ellie Goulding and more. It's all coming up fast on VOA 1.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. I see this life like a swinging vine. Swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Kills me, makes me feel alive.
Money. my breath so I can walk. If I need some other love, then give me more than I can stand. When my smile gets old and faded, wait around, I'll smile again. Shouldn't be so complicated. Just hold me and then, or just hold me. If I couldn't sleep, could you see? Could you paint me better off? Could you sympathize with my needs? I know you think I need a lot. I started out clean, but I'm jaded. Just falling in, or just breaking my skin. Can you help me? I'm bent. I'm so scared.
What are you waiting for? Fading. It's the hits. Only the voice of America.
You're a troublemaker. You're a troublemaker. You ain't nothing but a troublemaker, girl.
You had me hooked again from the minute you sat down. The way you bite your lip got my head spinning around. After a drink or two, I was putty in your hands. I don't know if I'll have the strength to stand. Oh, trouble, troublemaker, yeah, that's your middle name. Oh, I know you're no good, but you're stuck in my brain.
McDonald with Ollie Murs and Flo Rida. That song went to number one in the UK. Speaking of British things, the Rolling Stones played a surprise gig last week in a Los Angeles club. On Wednesday, the Stones hit the Fonda Theater to perform their Sticky Fingers album in its entirety. The show was only announced that morning. Among the celebrities in attendance were actors Bruce Willis and Jack Nicholson, along with Harry Styles, Kesha, Leonard Cohen, Steve Van Zandt from the E Street Band, and Mick Jagger's model daughter, Georgia. The Stones kicked off their proper tour on Sunday in San Diego. David Guetta and Nick Jonas are heading your way. We have the hits you want on VOA 1.
Never said yes to the right guy. Never had trouble getting what I want. But when it comes to you, I'm never good enough. When I don't care, I can play him like a Ken doll. Won't wash my hair, then make him bounce like a basketball. But you make me wanna act like a girl. Paint my nails and wear high heels. Yes, you make me so nervous that I just can't hold your head. You make me glow. never break a sweat for the other guys. But when you come around, I get paralyzed. And every time I try to be myself, it comes out wrong like a cry for help. It's just not fair. Pain's more trouble than love is worth, I guess.
always adding great new things to my Twitter page. Drop by for brand new lyric videos from Brandon Flowers and Avicii. I'm Ray on the Hits at Twitter.com. Here are David Guetta and Sam Martin. Dangerous on VOA1.
You take me down, spin me around. You got me running all the lights. Don't make a sound, talk to me now. Let me inside your mind. Don't know what you're thinking, sugar. Ooh, but I just got that feeling, sugar. Ooh, I can hear the sirens burning, red lights turning. I can't turn back now. So hold on tight. Show me your soul, I gotta know. Bet that you're beautiful inside. Toes on the glass, car moving fast. Come take the wheel and drive.
Monday, I'm waiting. And by Tuesday, I'm fading into your arms. So I
coming up next hour, Wiz Khalifa, new Carly Rae Jepsen, Pitbull, Shaggy, and more on VOA1 The Hits.
Cause it's all in my head. I think about it over and over again. future right in front of me. When you said that you would leave, I was too damn stubborn to try to stop you or say anything. But I see it clearly now, and this choice I made keeps playing in my head.
Over and over again,
playing my head.
Over and over again.
Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Malaysia finds 139 suspected migrant graves. Malaysia's police chief says graves believed to contain the remains of migrants have been found near the country's border with Thailand, and that some graves contain more than one body. National Police Chief Khalid Abu Bakar told reporters today that the graves were found at 28 suspected human trafficking camps that likely housed from 20 to 300 people per camp. Bakar said recovery teams were in the process of exhuming and conducting autopsies on the remains.
To bring out the remains is another problem, another big issue for us. So we are making all the arrangements now to on how to bring out all the remains respectfully.
Thousands of people have been smuggled from Myanmar and Bangladesh into Malaysia and Indonesia through Thailand. Syrian government forces carried out at least 15 airstrikes today, targeting Islamic State fighters in the seized central city of Palmyra, activists said. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in Syria through a network of people inside the country, said the targets included a military intelligence building and a hospital. The Islamic State group seized the historic city last week. The UN Security Council has condemned the killing of an opposition leader in Burundi, whose death has derailed efforts to resolve the country's crisis through UN-sponsored negotiations. Zedi Feruzi of the Union for Peace and Development Party was buried Sunday, a day after he and a bodyguard were shot to death in the capital. In a statement late Sunday, the Security Council condemned his killing in another deadly attack in Bujumbura last week. This is VOA News. Ethiopians voted in elections Sunday that are expected to give the ruling EPRDF party another five-year hold on power. There were no reports of election-related violence, and African Union observers said the voting was orderly. But opposition parties say the elections were not free and fair because Ethiopian officials routinely shut down dissidents through harassment and arrests. The EPRDF denies those accusations and says Ethiopians support its record of economic growth. Nearly 37 million people were registered to vote. Initial results are expected within 2 to 5 days, with official results coming by June 22nd. U.S. officials on Sunday blamed Iraqi forces for Islamic State advances in the country in recent days, as reports emerged that the militant group has seized another border post and killed hundreds in Syria. Syrian state media say IS fighters executed at least 400 people in the last week since capturing the town of Palmyra, also known as Tadmor. In neighboring Iraq, where the Islamic State group took control of the Al-Walid border post in the last 24 hours, military and paramilitary forces are mounting a counteroffensive against the insurgents in Anbar province. But in an interview that aired Sunday, U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter criticized Iraq's reaction to Islamic State. He told CNN the IS takeover of Ramadi 1 week ago shows Iraqi forces do not have the will to fight. Authorities in Afghanistan said today at least 5 people were killed and more than 60 wounded when a suicide bomber drove his explosives-packed vehicle into the gate of a government building in the southern province of Zabul. The deadly bombing targeted the provincial council's office in Kalat. Police say women and children are among the victims, adding the blast also wounded several council members. Afghan media quoted hospital officials as saying some people have been seriously wounded. The United Nations has already expressed its deep concern about the rise in civilian casualties in Afghanistan and has documented more deaths and injuries among Afghan civilians so far this year than during the same period of 2014. The United States is honoring those who died in military service with the annual Memorial Day holiday today, while many communities across the country will honor the war dead with parades, patriotic concerts, and ceremonies. Others will mark the day with quiet reflection on those who have lost their lives. On Sunday, thousands of motorcyclists rolled through Washington for the annual Rolling Thunder Rally to call attention to prisoners of war and those missing in action. The service was held in the Netherlands, honoring the war dead from World War II. Here is Prime Minister Mark Rutte.
Today, we, the people of the Netherlands, say thank you.
That's VOA News coming to
you. That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is the African music mix on the Voice of America.
Le grand prêtre, le vrai. Etienne Mundele, le grand monsieur. Fondation Mundele, Makati ya Canada. Rémi Kadila est du frère propre. Mon frère Guy Pauline, Yoka Kolela ya Béatrice Bobli, Deli Boga.
Awa, Boko Tongomba, Boko Finanga, na yebitina te. Bobo Sani, Mola na Moi, Pasina Bami, Zayo na Mola, Bona Bino. Bona Nini Bato. Mingi basa bona bango bona mabea mokolo moko Bamungwa na mafuta Sikela bato matlelo bobosani Babes na bino na matanga Bamalade na bino na salaki toujours présente Opesi lobopo ya gauche bakosenga ya droite soki opesi te Oyo moto mabe Beatrice Akabaka Fonzambero do Donomba Lekia David, Mwana ya Maramo Mwana Marie, Lekia Bakristo Oh, fidélité Nanzambe Oh, Nzambe ya Kouda
Maître Paye Mamba Wunde Niwana Sauver les grands comédiens Massasi Thomas Denise Timpaka Lipati de l'an 2000 Yena Mouninga na ye Esengo
Mboko ki Kofi nga nga boyete o mama Na ibe ya triste o Bea popli mala sinyanga Kosala malamu na mokili oyo Bama puta bobanda kiko ya koswa Bajibe, babijoué, basoutien, basapato, lelo yonga mabe, na babage, na défis à cabino.
X, Blandin Massoua, Titi Malonda, Ange Tounani.
Belela, 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 oh, 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 kamwelengite na kobelela
bikini na bino ya madusu botanda kina singa ekwe pa ya ba voisin boya ko rekipere
bami ya mulo yo
belela
kamwelengite
belela
kobelela
belela
bami ya mulo yo kamwelengite na kobelela. Les jours d'adversité,
on connaît un vrai copain.
Pendant les jours et les souffrances, Mami Amboloyo, ma camoué l'invité.
Belela,
Belela,
Belela.
Another song reflecting the views of the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Langamo, Think. People speak out on important questions. The question today:
is there an issue with foreign workers in your country? Explain.
As a female, I have an issue with our society, not with foreigners, because foreigners will use what is available to them to get what they want. And for me, I'll put my integrity first. That is an issue.
I see there's no problem with that for foreign workers, because they are also part of the country. They make the country to develop. And if you just say you want only the nationals to remain in their country, it means there is no development which will go, and you will not get new ideas.
Because most of the works in the countries are occupied by the foreigners. Then for the citizen, they don't have chance to work.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Simba kwa ria, Simba kwa ria,
African music mix, where the magic never ends, on the Voice of America.
Saniema odobolola metala. Woyema odobolola metala. Saniema odobolola metala. Woyema odobolola metala.
For thought and good for your feet. The African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Just dalta de lo polo kakada kikuri garba kai baganya langadi akseria mala nyala
Miss an hour, you miss a lot. The African Music Mix on the VOA.
Oh, you're too young.
yoni kashobe Asamine pakume aleli la vano kona vafwa Katwisa vakume pere atinari no mukashana Mutauni mona fintu wanchitamayo nombo kakumbwa vani Fero ine wande marika Noma kabumba shani Abana vachula mayo wandi
There is always something new coming out of Africa. Find it here on the African Music Mix.
African Music Mix.
And now, another song.
Take a trip with the African Music Mix to Kenya for an audio adventure. This is Mr. Ray with Body Rule on The Voice of America.
It's a dedicated for the Kenyan girls and the dancers. You know your body rules. Get up! Dali alone. Carilla. Appreciation. You know your body rules. Get up, Dali and Long.
Generation.
Body rule. You know you shake it good, killa kitu smooth, Kenyan girl you rule. A body rule, you know you shake it good, killa kitu smooth, Kenyan girl you rule.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Drinking fluids during hot weather is important for your health. It's best to drink clean water, milk or fruit juice to avoid dehydration. Drinking alcohol will not help you and can cause problems. Consuming a lot of beer, wine, or other alcoholic beverages can leave a person dehydrated, confused, and susceptible to injury. The signs of dehydration are dry lips and tongue, headache, or even dizziness. If fluids aren't replaced quickly, heat stroke or even heart problems can follow. So make sure you drink a lot of fluids, especially clean water.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Look, Lily,
Baba lazim kere tu fata. Iyunko tuara iyal. Mada zibu jena kere laga sambala. I know figa biji bu fatia. La itu fibet kan isu biga bikutu. Gali lo pili li dema kwes mama. Jena bigoru bile buku lo pili. Ita bili of darabahar lo pili. Veda kel tila kulu lo pili. Mama lazim kele tu mderi su. Yal kum beta biya al kwes. Kele magani langa kele magi fadia. La itu fibet ma kwes mama.
If you want to hear the best music, you've already found the place. The African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
What does Africa sound like? Find out on the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Ata san kwantinyo na shaya kiape Mama ye ye Jabone Mariam nanando bo mame Pavwa bali tilo nabi Keloga awa mosoloe Asi inanda preye ni agagi kontrere Lore trouve teratilo ginadati bambu Ata san kwantinyo na popo toa kiape Mama ye ye Pleze na kombo fede jerafa wan wan
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Malaysian authorities say they have discovered 139 grave sites and 28 camps of suspected people smugglers in the northern part of the country. VOA's Steve Herman reports from our Southeast Asia Bureau in Bangkok.
Speaking to reporters Monday in the town of Wang Kalian, near the Thai border, Malaysia National Police Chief General Khalid Abu Bakar detailed the discovery of the graves and camps that have been found.
The first team has gone in this morning, forensic and medical team, to exhume whatever remains there. We will conduct post-mortem on those remains which we found to get to the cause of death.
The border area was a way station for smugglers funneling migrants from Bangladesh and Myanmar, primarily to Malaysia. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Syrian government forces carried out at least 15 airstrikes today, targeting Islamic State fighters in the seized central city of Palmyra, activists said. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in Syria through a network of people inside the country, said the targets included a military intelligence building and a hospital. Islamic State group seized the historic city last week. The UN Security Council has condemned the killing of an opposition leader in Burundi, whose death has derailed efforts to resolve the country's crisis through UN-sponsored negotiations. Zedi Feruzi of the Union for Peace and Development Party was buried Sunday, a day after he and a bodyguard were shot to death in the capital, Bujumbura. In a statement late Sunday, the Security Council condemned his killing and another deadly attack in Bujumbura last week. This is VOA News. Ethiopians voted in elections Sunday that are expected to give the ruling EPRDF party another five-year hold on power. There were no reports of election-related violence, and African Union observers said the voting was orderly. But opposition parties say the elections were not free and fair because Ethiopian officials routinely shut down dissent through harassment and arrests. The EPRDF denies those accusations and says Ethiopians support its record of economic growth. Nearly 37 million people were registered to vote. Initial results are expected within 2 to 5 days, with official results coming by June 22nd. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter attributes the fall of the Iraqi provincial capital of Ramadi to Islamic State forces last week to a lack of will by Iraqi forces to fight. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
Carter, speaking on CNN Sunday, said the Iraqi army was not outnumbered, but in fact vastly outnumbered the opposing IS force. He said that raises a question about the willingness of the Iraqis to fight the Islamic State group and defend themselves. The defense chief expressed the hope that given the proper training, equipment, support, and time, the Iraqis will develop the will to fight. An Iraqi lawmaker quoted by the Associated Press described the comments as unrealistic and baseless. He attributed the loss of Rabbani to a lack of good equipment, weapons, and aerial support. Defense Chief Carter also says while the U.S.-led airstrikes are effective, there is nothing the U.S. can do to substitute for the Iraqi forces' will to fight. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Authorities in Afghanistan said today at least five people were killed and more than 60 wounded when a suicide bomber drove his explosives-packed vehicle into the gate of a government building in the southern province of Zabul. The deadly bombing targeted the provincial council's office in Kalat. Police say women and children are among the victims, adding the blast also wounded several council members. Afghan media quoted hospital officials as saying some people have been seriously wounded. The United Nations has already expressed its deep concerns about the rise in civilian casualties in Afghanistan and has documented more deaths and injuries among Afghan civilians so far this year than during 2014. Today is Memorial Day in the United States, set aside to honor those who died in military service. President Obama used his weekly address to pay tribute to the men and women in uniform who have given their lives in service to the country.
We have to care for their families and our veterans who served with them. And as a nation, we have to remain worthy of their sacrifice, forever committed to the country they loved and the freedom they fought for and died for.
He said the holiday is especially meaningful this year because it is the first Memorial Day since the Afghan War ended. I'm Susan Yawkey.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
You're listening to the African Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Okay.
yadawa wonsomu 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 da da da
Listening to the African Music Mix right here on The Voice of America.
Down. is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
Being bitten by a dog is painful and can be very dangerous. It can cause infection and even rabies. Children are particularly vulnerable to dog attacks because they are short and their faces are usually close to the animals. To protect yourself and your family, avoid strange dogs and teach children to stay away from them. If a strange dog approaches you, remain calm and avoid direct eye contact, which the dog can understand as aggression. Never run from a dog. They like to chase moving objects, and most dogs can run faster than people can. If you are attacked, try to stand still with your feet together. Protect your neck and face with your arms and hands. Then call for help. And if you or someone you know has been bitten and the skin has been broken, seek medical treatment immediately.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The music continues on VOA's Africa Music Mix.
Sina budi ni kuombe, razi tuishi pamoja. Vina gonga na vikombe, itakuwa sisi waja.
Sina raha hata chembe,
ikiwa nimekuzi, nivema unge nambia. Ili ni kuombe razi, kama nimekukosea. Ikiwa nimekuzi, nivema unge nambia. Ili ni kuombe razi, kama nimekukosea.
Panjabi munda bongo banda he, 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 Panjabi munda bongo banda he.
Ni mazito mahaba, wewe ulionipeka. Kwa hakika si haba, mwenzio ninateseka.
Sina raha hata chembe,
ikiwa nimekuzi, nivema unge nambia. Ili nikuombe razi, kama nimekukosea. Ikiwa nimekuzi, nivema unge nambia. Ili nikuombe razi, kama nimekukosea.
tuned to the heartbeat of Africa, the African music mix on The Voice of America.
Tens o sangue derramado sobre os cinco continentes e os teus filhos naufragados noutras terras, noutras gentes. Nos teus gritos há raízes a contar histórias ao mar, velhas feridas, cicatrizes, com batuques a chamar. Mamã África, mamã África, mamã África, oh mamã África, vem pegar-me ao colo, vem chamar-me filho, vem dizer quem sou.
Tuas lágrimas são rio que te nascem das entranhas, e o futuro é um desafio que eu aposto que tu ganhas. Este canto de que eu faço, o caminho de regresso, é a voz do meu abraço aos irmãos que eu não conheço. Mamãe África, mamãe África, mamãe África, oh mamãe África, vem pegar-me ao colo, vem chamar-me filho, vem dizer quem sou. Mamãe África, mamãe África, mamãe África, mamãe África, vem pegar o colo, vem chamar meu filho, vem dizer quem sou. Mamãe África, mamãe África, mamãe África, oh mamãe África, vem pegar-me ao colo, vem chamar-me filho, vem dizer quem sou. Mamãe África, mamãe África, mamãe África, oh mamãe África, vem pegar-me ao colo, vem chamar-me filho, vem dizer quem sou. Mamãe África, mamãe África, mamãe África, oh mamãe África, vem pegar-me ao colo, vem chamar-me filho, vem dizer quem sou. Mamãe África, mamãe África, mamãe África, oh mamãe África, vem pegar-me ao colo, vem chamar-me filho, vem dizer quem sou.
Awarese, atenyenyeno.
Listen to the sounds of the continent where it all got started on the African Music Mix on The Voice of America.
Oh,
do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today.
Is there an issue with foreign workers in your country? Explain.
There's not an issue with foreign workers because if there should be an issue, they would have sent them back to their country a long time ago. And whereas they have their business here in Nigeria, which they've started many years ago, they make their money and they are living freely without problem.
And well, personally, I do have an issue with it. I do not mind them working to develop our economy and all that. But the fact that when they work, they take control of almost everything.
Well, we don't have any issue because they do their own part, we do our own part, and it's like a reciprocal system. They come with their own expertise and we do our own part.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
Ali, the thing where this girl talk me, I know here.
She said that bubons will la pay be like silly fun.
Say shuffle that beat, that very
commercial.
But you should not correspond.
Correspond? What's in a correspond?
Correspond na align, and like align.
Wow, okay.
You begin shuffle.
She talked that one.
How do you say me can translate?
Ali Baba.
Big, 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 big.
Bringing you near what you long to hear. The Africa Music Mix on the Voice of America.
Panta song e bin falan kuma sta de tido motivo o levan no se ver vai canada. Que panta song e bin falan kuma sta preso motivo o levan la o se ver vai canada. Gabiana, 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 Gabiana,
All the music non-stop on African Music Mix.
Another piece, Chitenge fashion. Aleskida, oh, wanchikata, oh, mumsana, oh, dekela, oh, oh, chakalipa, oh, chapanga na kiss.
Pachoni na vanabo,
pachoni na vanabo,
another piece. Chitenge fashion. Aleskida, leskida, oh. Wanchikata, wanchikata, oh. Mumu sana, oh. Chekelako, ndekelako, oh. Chakalipa, chakalipa, oh. Chaleta na none. Akatambalo busuma.
No test your recipe around the African music mix on the VOA.
Qabura hayna galu hatani qorshayse qabura hayna